Sermon 9. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, because the purpose of life is different. As we live in this world, we cannot live without any contact with unbelievers. How could we live propagating the gospel together with unbelievers? In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 15, it says like this: Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? This word is a word telling us not to do God's work together with those who are not born again. It is because God's work cannot be done together with a sinner who has not received salvation from his own sins. This is because the purpose of life is different. Even if an unbeliever does God's work together, he eventually works to satisfy the desires of the flesh. On the other hand, a believer works to establish the kingdom of God on this earth. Because of that, one cannot do God's work together with a sinner who has not been born again. If you entrust God's work to an unbeliever, you must pay the price for it. For us who believe, it is enough if the Lord's kingdom is established and the Lord's will is fulfilled. Just because we did a special work of God, we do not separately demand financial compensation. However, even if an unbeliever does God's work, the price must surely be paid. Therefore, the purposes do not match each other. Therefore, the Apostle Paul said, Do not be unequally yoked together. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. A yoke is a curved wood placed on the neck of an ox, connected and fixed to a nose ring, which is used when loading a burden on the ox's back, pulling a plow, or pulling a cart. Not wearing the yoke together means exactly not doing God's work together. Even inside the church, there can be those who say they do God's work while listening to the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, but not yet believing in their hearts and not being born again. Still, we wait for them to be born again. What can we do? Because they are family, friends, and children, we have no choice but to wait for them. We hope that they too will believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit and go to the Lord's kingdom together with us. If they are stubborn until the end of the world, it cannot be helped, and an unbeliever cannot accompany us on the way to the kingdom of heaven. They cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. It is because their sins have not disappeared. There is no peace in their hearts. It is because God has not been on their side. God is not pleased with them. Even if they say they do God's work, they are those who become disliked, because they do not accept the salvation given by God. In reality, they do not know whether the gospel of the water and the Spirit is being preached all for their own sake. An unbeliever is one who will receive judgment for his own sins. Hell is the place one goes because of not believing the gospel of salvation of the water and the Spirit given by Jesus Christ. This is the agony of the one who must receive God's judgment by not believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. We must pray for their souls. Because the kingdom of heaven belongs to the one who takes it by force, the one who believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit obtains it. What is truly regrettable is that we still have unbelieving families of the flesh. We cannot abandon them, nor can we do anything about it, because it is a relationship of flesh and blood. I wish they would believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit with me, but they do not believe yet. Therefore, we must leave all of them to God, and we must do what we have to do. We cannot preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to them every day, telling them to believe, and it must not happen that we fail to handle God's work because of them. They are those who have become unbelievers of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, because they themselves do not want it. However, the Lord says that the kingdom of heaven belongs to the one who takes it by force. A person who wants to go to the kingdom of heaven takes it by force, with the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Since the kingdom of heaven belongs to the one who takes it by force, in order for us to receive the removal of our sins, we must take hold of and believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit by faith. God has opened the door of the kingdom of heaven to all those who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We must believe the fact that our Savior is Jesus Christ, and the fact that we receive salvation only when we believe that the baptism he received from John and the blood of the cross are our salvation. However, many people do not yet know the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and thus cannot believe. Therefore, they are living as those who cannot enter the kingdom of heaven by not believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit in their hearts. Not knowing the ministry of the removal of sins, which washed away the sins of the world, by having them transferred through the baptism Jesus Christ received from John, they are failing to receive the washing of their own sins. If we believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we obtain the qualification to enter the kingdom of heaven. That is, we become children of God. However, a person who does not want to go to the kingdom of heaven is not entering that place, even though the door to the kingdom of heaven is opened, because he himself does not want it. That is because they did not want it. Even into the kingdom of heaven given by God, one cannot enter if he himself does not want it. If one wants it, even now one can become a person who can enter by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. This is the salvation that is within God's plan. In the Bible it is said, "The violent take it by force," and it says that if one desires to obtain the kingdom of heaven, one can enter it like one who takes it by force, through the faith that believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. If someone says, "How can I, who commit many sins every day, become a person without sin and enter the kingdom of heaven?" Then you can say, "Because I knew and believed that the Lord received baptism from John and had the sins of the world transferred to him, I believed together with the judgment of the cross and became one who can enter the kingdom of heaven. Because I am a person who believes that the Lord has completely eliminated my sins with the gospel of the water and the Spirit. By faith in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, because I believe in the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood of the cross, I can enter the kingdom of heaven as one without sin. By believing that my sins were passed onto Jesus' body through the baptism received from John, I can step onto the path to the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who wishes to enter the kingdom of heaven must believe that Jesus took upon himself the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John, was crucified and shed his precious blood, and rose from the dead to become our Savior. God was the one who allowed anyone to go the path they themselves have chosen. If you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, Jesus has saved your sins with the baptism received from John and the blood shed on the cross. And if you do not want to enter the kingdom of heaven, he has opened the way to receive the judgment of sins. This is also God's justice and also God's mercy. Come out from among them and be separate. Come out from among them and be separate. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. The Lord tells us to be separate. Do you know what kind of place the Church of God is? In Greek, it is ecclesia. It refers to the church formed by those who escaped from Egypt, received salvation from their own sins, and became saints. Just as the people of Israel came out of Egypt, we too have been called out from the sins of this world, and have become those who believe that Jesus Christ, who had the sins of the world transferred to him by receiving baptism from John, was crucified to shed blood and die, and resurrected again, has now become our Savior. The gathering of these people is exactly the Church of God. Because we have known God's love through the gospel of the water and the Spirit, by which we are saved from our sins, and have now become those who are saved by the faith that believes the gospel word, God tells us to be separate from unbelievers. This is because God works throughout our midst to become our Father, become our Savior, and become our Shepherd in order to fulfill the purpose of propagating the gospel through us. If born-again people and non-born-again people are mixed together, the Holy Spirit cannot work. It is because the Holy Spirit is a holy being. The Holy Spirit is one who cannot dwell in the hearts of those who have not yet received the removal of sins, by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord. The Holy Spirit is one who works throughout the gathering of people who have received the removal of sins. Even now, while this sermon is in progress, the Holy Spirit is working within your hearts. The Holy Spirit gives us realization about God's Word, teaches us God's will, and makes us understand the word of truth so that we can comprehend it. Therefore, he works when we are together with those who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. If believers and unbelievers are mixed together, when God gives a command, some people accept it joyfully, but unbelievers hate to listen to it. If that happens, he becomes unable to unfold God's will. To taste the true work of God, we must be separated and distinguished from unbelievers, so that the Holy Spirit can work in our midst. Therefore, God has become one who wants us to be separate. The reason God says, "Do not touch what is unclean," 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, is because he cannot dwell together with them. It is because he cannot dwell together with them. I will read the word of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. I will receive you and be a father to you, and you shall be my children. God still wants to establish God's kingdom on this earth. The triune God becomes the God of the born again, and manifests his will and works within the Church of God, and what he wants from us is to build God's kingdom. God is one who makes those who are not born again realize their own sins through the law, but after that, he wants to give the Holy Spirit as a gift to those who believe in the Savior who had the sins of the world transferred to him through the baptism Jesus received from John, shed blood and died on the cross, and resurrected, thereby leading them by the law of the Spirit. It is said, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, self-control, gentleness, goodness, and faithfulness. Just as the most good and beautiful things come down from above, the Holy Spirit is one who wants to reign as King within us. Therefore, so that the triune God may work throughout our midst, we must be together with those who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. He who receives with the heart becomes a child of God. The word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is not a theological system established by theologians. We must believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit with all our hearts, to be rescued from all our sins. We must want to be saved from our sins with our hearts, and must be saved by believing in our hearts the gospel word of the truth of salvation given by God. You must believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit with your heart. Otherwise, just knowing it with your head will not accomplish salvation in your heart. If you reject the law of salvation set by God with your heart, you cannot be saved from your own sins. When we believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit in our hearts, God becomes our Father and also becomes our Shepherd and gives the Holy Spirit as a gift inside our hearts. If there is a person who does not yet properly believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, we must be patient and wait for them. We cannot give up on them. However, we must keep in mind that we can be saved by the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit spoken by God. He who believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit becomes a member of God's church and becomes a member of God's kingdom. God wants to go around and work in our midst to give realization to our hearts, also give us the saved faith, and bless us as the people of God's kingdom. God is the master of God's church. God presides over God's church and makes God's people work with the propagation of the gospel of the water and the Spirit as their purpose. I too am one sheep among God's people. God raises me up to preach the word and fulfills the purpose of gospel propagation. The fact that we have become members of God's church is exactly God's blessing. If we leave God's church, where would we hear God's word, and from whom could we receive spiritual fellowship? Where would we experience the work of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit works when we are together inside God's church with the goal of propagating the gospel of the water and the Spirit. For the one who leaves the church, they cannot live receiving the work of the Holy Spirit. If a person who has received the removal of sins leaves the gathering of God's church, they become completely useless. They do not obtain honor even in the world. A person who tries to leave the church is one of two types. One is because they have not yet received salvation from their own sins, and the other is a person who has received salvation from their own sins by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit, but leaves the church to satisfy the desires of their own flesh. These are people who follow their own will and the desires of the flesh. However, inside the heart of a person who has received the removal of sins, the Holy Spirit is present together with them. A person who has the Holy Spirit wants to hear the Shepherd's voice, wants to know what God's will is, and tries to become a person who lives for the purpose of gospel propagation by uniting with God's great will. It is because the Holy Spirit is the Holy God. Therefore, the Bible says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." John chapter 1, verse 12. If we accept the gospel word of the water and the Spirit into our hearts, we can be saved from sins and become children of God. We must know, believe, and accept the gospel word of the water and the Spirit into our hearts. Only when we accept in our hearts that Jesus knew he would have the sins of the world transferred to him through the baptism received from John and that he took the judgment of sins for us and resurrected from death to become our Savior, can we receive the removal of sins? God is the one who loves us and saved us from all sins, but he does not forcefully coerce faith. It means that even God cannot ignore a person's will and character, so he cannot force them to believe. The Lord becoming our Savior also means that we become those who are saved from all sins, when we accept it into our hearts with the faith that knows and believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. We must be those who have been saved from all sins, by the faith that believes in the baptism the Lord received from John and his shedding of blood. Therefore, we must want to believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and we must believe that we can receive salvation only when we accept it into our hearts. The Lord gives the blessing of salvation to those who want it. Not only must we hope that the Lord rescues us from sins, but we must also believe in our hearts. Ask, seek, knock. We must want God to wash away our sins, and we must also believe the work the Lord has done. After receiving the removal of sins, we must live on this earth as a life that has the purpose of propagating the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. We must ask before God that we want to live such a life within God's will. God is pleased with and helps those who want to live according to God's will. We must want to become those who are saved from all our sins. I want to become God's worker. I want to become one who is full of faith. I want God to unite with us and walk together with us. I conclude the word.